Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why is it that impossible to find that person? If that's not a threat, then what is a threat? And there are no answers. You will not get answers from these people. The better thing to do is to, the same thing I said with the FBI. I'm tired of hearing from Christopher Wray. I want to hear from the people in the Richmond office who decided that traditional Catholics at Saturday Mass were a threat and they went in there. That's who I want to hear from. I don't care what the FBI says. You can't hear from them. There's something off with this, that we're going through people who were not there on site that day. Yeah, but Dom, they're in charge. I'm not worrying about firing them in the bureaucracy. I want answers to this just as you do. How in the world do you let a former president, polarizing figure because of the hatred of the left and media, and leader to be president again, go on stage if you have what we've heard as a threat level? What does it take then before you say, don't go on stage yet? What was the problem with holding this guy for more questioning? The only ones that can answer a lot of this. In other words, I don't care about the grand policy and all the protocols of the Secret Service and all their nonsense. I want to bring these people in. Are these people shielded by some kind of law? Project 25, make it Project 25 and 26 and put that in there. Put on page one of Project 25, 2025, I'm sorry, that you should not be able to get 60 days to do these reports. We need it within 24 hours. Then we need another one within 2 weeks. Then you get your 60 days. What is the problem with breaking through with these people? They have the wrong people up there. They have the head of the state troopers in Pennsylvania, and they have the acting head of the Secret Service. They can testify too. I really don't care about them at this point. I want to know from the people on the ground, because when they start talking, they'll tell you what they're being told to do and how these decisions are being made versus those that are trying to cover them up for whatever reason. Were they denigrating, diminishing the Trump coverage? We heard today that, and I saw the guy on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, that there is a relatively simple technology that could disable a drone, sense a drone, and it would even tell you where the crook's guy was. They could pinpoint him with it. They said they had trouble with cell connection or something. What? And then they said, well, what about a backup system? They said, oh, we want you to assure we're working on it. Why in the world wouldn't you have a backup to a backup? When you're the Secret Service, it should always be about backups to backups to backups, should it not? I mean, the NFL. Imagine an NFL head coach, Dan, saying, well, you know, we had poor connection to the booth at that point. That's why I didn't call anything.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think the owner of the team would have said, yeah, well, what's your backup then? You know, what are you doing in this? And they said, we don't have any. That's it. You know, I'll do whatever happens there. That's all I can do. But interesting testimony in the last 5 minutes, trying to say, well, if this were Biden, would you let him go on stage? Given the, oh, we can't answer that. We can never answer anything. Why was Trump allowed to go on stage? Still the outstanding question that's out there. Now, Riley Gaines is coming on today, and it's very hard to get. Kudos to Dan. We're not sure what time. 12:30, Dan. I guess it's clarified now. Yeah. But yeah. Want to talk with her about a wide variety of things. In fact, I have to check my notes. A couple of them have been going on for a while. I know she had a lot to say about the Last Supper. But not one, but two boxers that have been ruled out by other governing bodies because of their chromosomes, meaning biological males at birth, Dan, one from Algeria, one from South Asia. They're going to fight women. They're going to be fighting against women. You know, it's not they're going to be running a race. All right, they beat her. Sorry, honey, you're going to have to train harder. How many times have we talked about this? Boxing, though. Isn't this indicative? Now shouldn't Vice President Harris be asked about this? You really think we should have men in the ring there knocking around? Well, if they identify with it, they ought to be able to be in the ring. Do you really think more than 2% of Americans? I'm going to play you the latest identity group. We had black women for Kamala, the white women of privilege for Kamala, Karens they called themselves, and now white dudes for Kamala.
Oy.
And I like him as an actor pretty much, but can he lose the dude thing, Dan? Jeff Bridges was one of the people on the call, the dude from Big Lebowski. Come on. Well, let's play a little bit of that.
Yeah, you
want
to play it?
Yeah, here's the here's a little montage of the guys that were on the White Dudes for Kamala Zoom call.
I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris.
Over the last few years, you know, I've been thinking a lot about men.
I'm not sure if you guys can recall that feeling you had on the night of Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. I stood over my kid's bed. And I wept.
White nationalist in MAGA, they want to speak for you, you specifically as white men.
In the marginalized communities that educate me every single day, that this is a constant education for all of us.
Kamala is carrying on her shoulders 248 years of pain, of agony, of hope, of frustration. And no matter how high she jumps, no matter how many degrees she has, no matter how good her grades are, she's never good enough because they're always moving the line.
What a variety of whiteness we have here with like a rainbow of beige.
Man, I am scared to death of what the future could look like if we go back to another Trump administration.
All right. So I thought Barack Obama broke that. Moon Landrieu, that's the former mayor of New Orleans that was saying she carries 248 years. That's already been broken. So there's something new that she's breaking. But the guy with the shades of beige and Jeff Bridges, the dude himself on the call.
I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris.
Oh, God. Remind me never to put him into a side question. That's it. He's out of the side question.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, aside, I don't care about the motivation of the shooter and all this nonsense, where the bullets, it's the lack of protection. Is the Secret Service this bad, or was this just particularly bad because they kind of diminish it around Trump a bit? I think you could see both. I have no faith in them. They're another screw-up organization. They are. You know, not discounting the bravery, take a bullet, do all that. I'm talking about their main function, though. This is not somebody that is world class in what they're doing here. That's what's coming out of this. Is that just the Trump detail that day, or on a daily basis, have they eroded?
It's getting pretty heated right now.
Yeah, it is getting pretty heated. This guy Marshall's pretty good from Kansas, and I've about had it with it. This
I have the audio if you want it.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of it, Dan.
To the multiple failures that we saw on an individual basis, as long as systemic. I think it proves that there's either incompetence or some type of a cultural problem within the SS.
So, Senator, I know you're not calling our workforce incompetent, and I know we do not have a culture.
Yeah,
problem.
I am.
Anything,
I am calling
dedicated,
it that.
To making sure that we don't have mission failure. And let me get you the hiring numbers that we have, because I think you will actually see that, no, we've actually done very well fairly recently with trying to make sure that we have the numbers that we need. Of course, we need more people. Everybody does. But let me get you those numbers, and I think let your own eyes
Would you also disagree with me when it's reported that almost 50% of the rank-and-file officers don't trust leadership within the Secret Service?
Senator, I think it's the right of every worker to talk bad about their boss.
Thank you. I yield back.
Senator Hirono, you recognize.
Oh, Mazie Hirono. Oh,
great
man.
First name. But,
yeah, know. Mazie Hirono. Yes, good first name. I don't think she spells it the same
she
way.
She doesn't. No, no.
See, that tells you right there. Yeah. She's the one that wanted to know about a railroad line to Hawaii, Dan. You can look it up.
You want to hear what she asks?
Yeah, let's hear what she asks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Clearly, there is a lot that the Secret Service has to answer for in this stunning security failure.
She makes it about guns.
But I do want to follow up on Mr. Abate's testimony that an online profile of the shooter may have been found, and you said it contains anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant postings.
There we go.
Can you elaborate? Have you found anything further in the shooter's profile?
Senator, this was just discovered, as I mentioned, and it's being closely analyzed right now. We need to verify that it is, in fact, that it belonged to the now deceased shooter and that he made these comments. So that's why I felt it important in the interest of transparency to share that here, but add the caveat that we still have a lot of work to do, which we're working on quickly to determine that. It's of importance, I think, because if it is, in fact, the shooter that posted these comments, it's the first real indication where he's expressing what are described as extremist views and talking about political violence.
I think
that's enough, Dan. But he's shooting Trump. Curious here. We seem to have failed to say. No, we are saying they're incompetent. How else? There's only two options here, buddy. I wish the senator had said it to him, Dan. I think Ron Johnson might have said, buddy. Listen, buddy. With all due respect, buddy.
And it really annoys me because...
There's two options. You know what they are. Rank incompetency or conspiracy slash we're going to degrade stuff here and see what happens with Trump.
And I'm with you because that's all... I've been listening. And a lot of the Democratic questioning is how can we turn this politically against right. our rivals, where the Republican questioning is let's find some damn answers.
Right.
That's what we need. We should have him on both sides of the aisle here, not some kind of politicking of, oh, he's an extremist. Let's make him a Republican so we can, you know, turn this against them and off of us and pass off responsibility. It's ridiculous.
The only way we're going to get those answers, those are the big questions. Is it incompetency that is this stunning, or is it you put in just a lack of everything that day because you really didn't care whatever happens to Trump? You know, maybe not directly. We hope that Trump gets shot. But, you know, we're not going to go along with this. He doesn't deserve it. FLOTUS gets it. The president gets it. Not this guy. And look at what happened. But even then, it is stunning what they allowed to happen here. The only way, Dan, I maintain, I don't think anybody's saying, I don't know why. It's a practical thing. These guys that are at the top always have the dodge. They don't know that day. We got to get back to you what happened. I want to know, out of all of these hours, who is it that made the decision on the spot? Or do they call the higher up, and I don't think they did, and said, look, we have a threat here. Should we let Trump go on? Isn't that the only question we need to know really here in the end? Why was Trump allowed to go on? All right, here's some of Rick Scott, the man from the future, the senator from Florida. Here's what he said.
The value of going in front of the press and answering all their questions. I mean, you realize that if you don't do it that way, everything gets filtered. You get to put out all the information, and you should be providing. I mean, you should be every day saying, this is what we know now. This is like Senator Johnson put together a timeline. You should have put together a timeline. You should immediately put out, this is what we know right now, and this is what we don't know. Like you've said, you don't know how the gun got up there. Right? You've said it. But that should have been out all along. Say, we're looking at it, it doesn't make any sense, we've done this. If you do, I mean, I just don't get it, why what you're doing. You're ruining, I've said this about the FBI. I mean, the people that work the FBI, people work at Secret Service, they're great people. You're a black hole. You lose the support of the American public because people don't believe you're being direct with them.
All right, here's the thing, Dan. Come up with a mechanism, force them to do it. They don't have the right to say 60 days to Scott's point. No, you're going to do this. Now, I don't know how, what the mechanism is, if Congress can do that. But that's what I would try to do. We're going to force you to do this. You're not going to make this decision. We're going to tell you what to do. Well, you can't do that. Watch us. If you really want to stop these people, the deep state, the bureaucracy, you got to tell them what they're going to do. All right, coming up, the one and only Riley Gaines. A lot to talk about. Men boxing women in the Olympic Games? That would be like Leah Thomas, Dan. I make Riley Gaines 5-1 to knock Leah Thomas out in the swimming lane anyhow. That's what would happen. I'm betting on Riley Gaines.
Pay-per-view?
Or in the locker room back there.
Yeah.
He's strutting around. Bang! Thomas is down. Here's your trophy. Riley, thanks so much. Thanks for the continued great work you're doing. And I was telling Dan, you've even created the Riley Gaines Center, or whatever the name is, that you've gotten these other women now who are athletes to be taking on all these brush fires constantly.
I sure have. It is absolutely insane. That this is a position that we have to take, me personally, but nonetheless that any of us have to take. I mean, just 2 years ago, I was a college-age student who just wanted to compete fairly. I was in dental school, actually, after college. And so it's wild to really sit back and understand the 180 that my life has done. Again, never, ever a fight that I wanted, never a position that I sought after, but nonetheless, it is a necessary one, and it's a worthwhile one, so bring it on.
Yeah, so Riley, with this, we of course thought of you right away. We had a triple check because we think someone's, this is Babylon Bee or something, they're playing with us. You can't possibly have two guys who were banned by another boxing organization in a big-time event going to fight women during the women's boxing.
Of course you can, because the IOC, similarly to the NCAA, similarly to the Biden administration, which will, if Kamala ever becomes president, it will be the same under her administration, we are governed by weak-kneed, spineless, morally bankrupt cowards. So how could you expect anything else? It's tragic that this is the sad reality of it. You think of these women, and again, I know because I was in a similar position, right? I started training, started competing when I was 4 years old, trained my whole entire life, got to the highest stage of my sport, had hoped to win a national title, and then boom, you are forced to compete against a man. That's what these girls are going through. And you're right in saying that you look at these headlines, it's almost kind of this like initial reaction to laugh at it, because if you're looking at it like an SNL skit or like a South Park episode or like a Babylon Bee headline, which are meant to be objectively funny because they are so satirical, it is so hyper-exaggerated. But again, now the gut reaction is still almost to laugh, but it's more so a documentary rather than any sort of satirical piece anymore.
Yeah, you know what, Riley, too, I thought about this. You get it, and I never did anything at your level, but South Philly is hyper-competitive where I played basketball, things like that. I know that as swimmers, we're dealing with a hundredth of a second here. People don't realize that. They think that they just have an advantage, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You've told us you were trying to shave some days a hundredth of a second off for months and months and months. That's how intense it is. And we're going to see it with the swimming that comes up. Even people like Phelps had a close call, even the year he won all the medals.
Of course. Yeah, it's an important point to be had. You're training, again, your whole life to merely shave a few one hundredths of a second off. I mean, that's you can't even blink that quick. And that's all the difference between first place and eighth place. You look at the 53 at the Olympics, it will be a couple tenths of a second between first place and eighth place, which matters a lot. And when you have men on average, this has been proven in sports like swimming or track and field, any sort of event where there is an objective time that is being had over a certain amount of distance, men on average have a 12% performance gap, athletic performance gap, which 12% over the course of, you know, a minute, or let's say 100 seconds, that's 12 seconds. That's a huge advantage that really no amount of training, no amount of diet or sleep. I mean, 12 seconds, that's something that you just simply can't overcome.
Riley, while we have you here, give us, who do you like in swimming? Who is it that we should be looking for, and why are they so good?
Of course, it was incredibly disheartening to see the display, really the satanic, blasphemous display of the opening ceremonies. We've seen a lot of people saying they're boycotting the Olympics. I have so many friends who are still competing, and so I've still been watching. We saw in the 100 fly just, I believe, yesterday, a girl from Nashville, a girl that I've swam with for a very long time, went to University of Virginia, Gretchen Walsh. She holds the world record in the 100 fly. She actually placed second behind another U.S. swimmer. So U.S. went in the women's 100 fly first and second, which was a huge feat. We saw two women from the U.S. on the podium yesterday in the 400 IM, which is the first time in many, many years that both U.S. women have made it. Emma Wyant actually being one of those swimmers who actually placed second, the rightful national champion, behind Leah Thomas at the 2022 NCAA Championships. She's an Olympic medalist.
Good. That is, yeah. Nice. Leah Thomas on the men's side.
What was her name again, Emma? What was that?
What was her name?
Emma Wyant, the rightful national champion in the 2022 500 freestyle, but unfortunately, as results show, placed second behind Will Thomas.
So, Ledecky, what is it that makes her so good? Because it's that close, but what is it that makes somebody like that just a little bit better?
Gosh, she is, in the most respectful way, she's a total freak of nature. She is someone who, I mean, you can tell just by her work ethic how hard she trains. I mean, she lives, breathes, eats, sleeps swimming. She already swam the 400, actually placed third, which isn't her best event. So she secured a bronze medal there. She'll go on to swim the 1500 and the 800. So I'm very excited to watch her as well.
Yeah, well, they say the same thing about Michael Phelps. You know, the little bit that I know, you can see there's something pretty unusual about him. And he has Leah Thomas is not nearly as good, but the same kind of build. And imagine somebody like that against females. Dan had a question for you, Riley.
Yeah, Riley, watching the swimming, one person I've grown to really appreciate, the color commentary of Rowdy Gaines. Every time I hear his name, a Hall of Famer, I think of you, to be honest. And I'm curious, is there any relation between Riley Gaines and announcer Rowdy Gaines?
We are, actually.
Oh.
We're actually cousins.
Wow.
Well, nice idea there. Yes. So,
I know, we didn't know it until...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Riley, thanks so much. Thanks for the continued great work you're doing. And I was telling Dan, you've even created the Riley Gaines Center, or whatever the name is, that you've gotten these other women now who are athletes to be taking on all these brush fires constantly.
I sure have. It is absolutely insane that this is a position that we have to take, me personally, but nonetheless that any of us have to take. I mean, just 2 years ago, I was a college-age student who just wanted to compete fairly. I was in dental school, actually, after college. And so it's wild to really sit back and understand the 180 that my life has done. Again, a never, ever a fight that I wanted, never a position that I sought after. But nonetheless, it is a necessary one, and it's a worthwhile one, so bring it on.
Yeah, so Riley, with this, we of course thought of you right away. We had a triple check because we think someone's, this is Babylon B or something, they're playing with us. You can't possibly have two guys who were banned by another boxing organization in a big-time event going to fight women during the women's boxing?
Of course you can, because the IOC, similarly to the NCAA, similarly to the Biden administration, which will, if Kamala ever becomes president, it will be the same under her administration, we are governed by weak-kneed, spineless, morally bankrupt cowards. So how could you expect anything else? It's tragic that this is the sad reality of it. You think of these women, and again, I know because I was in a similar position, right? I started training, started competing when I was 4 years old, trained my whole entire life, got to the highest stage of my sport, had hoped to win a national title, and then boom, you are forced to compete against a man. That's what these girls are going through. And you're right in saying that you look at these headlines, it's almost kind of this like initial reaction to laugh at it, because if you're looking at it like an SNL skit or like a South Park episode or like a Babylon Bee headline, which are meant to be objectively funny because they are so satirical, it is so hyper-exaggerated. But again, now the gut reaction is still almost to laugh, but it's more so a documentary rather than any sort of satirical piece anymore.
Yeah, you know what, Riley, too, I thought about this. You get it, and I never did anything at your level, but South Philly is hyper-competitive where I played basketball, things like that. I know that as swimmers, we're dealing with a hundredth of a second here. People don't realize that. They think that they just have an advantage, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You've told us you were trying to shave some days a hundredth of a second off for months and months and months. That's how intense it is. And we're going to see it with the swimming that comes up. Even people like Phelps had a close call, even the year he won all the medals.
Of course. Yeah, it's an important point to be had. Yeah, you're training, again, your whole life to merely shave a few one hundredths of a second off. I mean, that's you can't even blink that quick. And that's all the difference between first place and eighth place. You look at the 50-free at the Olympics. It will be a couple tenths of a second between first place and eighth place, which matters a lot. And when you have men on average, this has been proven in sports like swimming or track and field, any sort of event where there is an objective time that is being had over a certain amount of distance, men on average have a 12% performance gap, athletic performance gap, which 12% over the course of, you know, a minute, or let's say 100 seconds, that's 12 seconds. That's a huge advantage that really no amount of training, no amount of diet or sleep. I mean, 12 seconds, that's something that you just simply can't overcome.
Riley, while we have you here, give us who do you like in swimming? Who is it that we should be looking for, and why are they so good?
Of course, it was incredibly disheartening to see the display, really the satanic, blasphemous display of the opening ceremonies. We've seen a lot of people saying they're boycotting the Olympics. I have so many friends who are still competing, and so I've still been watching. We saw in the 100 fly just, I believe, yesterday, a girl from Nashville, a girl that I've swam with for a very long time, went to University of Virginia, Gretchen Walsh. She holds the world record in the 100 fly. She actually placed second behind another U.S. swimmer. So U.S. went in the women's 100 fly first and second, which was a huge feat. We saw two women from the U.S. on the podium yesterday in the 400 IM, which is the first time in many, many years that both U.S. women have made it. Emma Wyant actually being one of those swimmers who actually placed second, the rightful national champion, behind Leah Thomas at the 2022 NCAA Championships. She's an Olympic medalist.
Good. That is, yeah. Hey. Leah Thomas on the men's
side. What was her name again, Emma? What was that?
What was her name?
Emma Wyant, the rightful national champion in the 2022 500 freestyle, but unfortunately, as results show, placed second behind Will Thomas.
So, Ledecky, what is it that makes her so good? Because it's that close, but what is it that makes somebody like that just a little bit better?
Gosh, she is, in the most respectful way, she's a total freak of nature. She is someone who, I mean, you can tell just by her work ethic, how hard she trains. I mean, She lives, breathes, eats, sleeps swimming. She already swam the 400, actually placed third, which isn't her best event. So she secured a bronze medal there. She'll go on to swim the 1500 and the 800. So I'm very excited to watch her as well.
Yeah, well, they say the same thing about Michael Phelps. You know, the little bit that I know, you can see there's something pretty unusual about him. And he has Leah Thomas is not nearly as good, but the same kind of build. Imagine somebody like that against females. Dan had a question for you, Riley.
Yeah, Riley, watching the swimming, one person I've grown to really appreciate the color commentary of Rowdy Gaines. Every time I hear his name, a Hall of Famer, I think of you, to be honest. And I'm curious, is there any relation between Riley Gaines and announcer Rowdy Gaines?
We are, actually.
Oh.
We're actually cousins.
Wow.
Well, nice idea there. Yes.
So, I know. We didn't know it until we got to know each other pretty well over the years of just competing, again, at the highest level. And so he approached one day. He said, you know what? We must be related. And so we did a genealogy test, and we found out we're cousins. We've got ancestors in East Tennessee somehow.
That's amazing. Dom, you got to tune into the swimming because there's calls on all over social media. They got to get Rowdy Gaines and do a college football game or something because the hype in his voice is just fantastic. That's awesome to hear that you're related to him, Riley.
Absolutely. Really cool. Hey, Riley, one other area, too. We were trying to get you on weeks ago because we know how busy you are. This Oregon coach, all he did was write a letter about how preposterous this was, what's happening in Oregon with at the state level. Females, you know, they're one shot. Maybe they won't even go on to greatness in college, but they could win a state championship having no shot. He was respectful, and for that, I think he was there 20, 30 years. He's out as a coach.
That's right, which, again, it speaks to the risk. It speaks to the threats. It speaks to the lengths that the other side is willing to go if you merely even question, what they're doing, never mind oppose it. If you ask the question of why is this happening? Doesn't this seem unfair to you? He wrote a letter to his state senator, who then his state senator reported it back to the university or to the school. It was a high school, to the school, to which then he was ultimately fired.
Wow.
He just announced, though, just this past week, he has filed a suit against the school, which is fantastic. I think these schools act out of fear of getting sued from the other side, right? Getting sued from the ACLU or GLAAD or individuals who identify as trans. But I think to scare them, our side, the side of morality, the side of sanity, of common sense, the side of science, we need to start pushing back in the same way. Which is what I'm doing, suing the NCAA, myself and now 19 other athletes, suing the NCAA, which I think they're thrilled that we're suing them. It allows them to continue sitting on their hands because they want to do the right thing. They know that men and women are different. Of course they do. And this allows them to be able to do the right thing without taking any sort of accountability or responsibility.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants to donate and help your work, it's Riley Gaines Center, all one word, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, GainesCenter.org. That's the real jump through for you. Where else did we find you, too, during the week? You're doing the sports situation there with Clay Travis, right?
I am. I've got a weekly show with Outkick.
Outkick,
you can check that out at Outkick.com. My show is called Gains for Girls. Just recently had, actually, the Oregon coach on. We have legislators on. We've got world-leading scientists, of course, people who have been impacted by this issue. This past week, we had on a father in San Francisco who lost his child because he was not willing to affirm his four-year-old child's gender identity that the mom was pushing, but he just won full custody, so it's a victorious story. But great work is being done there. And so you can, again, check that out at outkick.com.
Riley, thank you. Continued success. Thank you very much. And let's hope for a great Olympics. Thanks, Riley.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Riley Gaines on Talk Radio 1210. Boy, every visit gets bigger and bigger with what she's been able to achieve. Yeah, but you're hearing it here. It's correct. Two of these guys have been adjudged males by other boxing organizations, but the Olympic group comes in and says, come on now, you know, what could happen here fighting females at that level? We'll see. We'll let you know when the match is on. But imagine the intensity of it. It is hundredths of a second where even Phelps, Dan, almost lost the year he won 7 or 8 gold medals. So picture that. The guy that's at renowned, how close this is. And you're putting Leah Thomas in there against women. Great one on Twitter, Dan. Frankie Pentangelo. The scene with Tom Hagen at the military base where they're holding him. Don't worry about anything, Frankie. It'll all be taken care of. You know, because they're not going to kill the brother as long as he doesn't continue to testify against Michael Corleone. All right. So that's what we're looking for. Somebody who knows their time is up. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Riley Gaines laying it out beautifully. Dan has a little bit more. Here's Hawley, Senator Hawley from Missouri, who has the whistleblowers apparently intact. And again, if I knew one of these senators better, Dan, I would just text him. Yo, can you or can you not bring in the person who was in charge on the ground that day? He said, well, this agency shields it. We can't do anything. What do you mean? Congress has more power here. This is the deep state. It's not in the shadows. It's the bureaucrats right in front of us. All right, here's what Hawley said.
Why is there not a Secret Service counter sniper on that roof?
So, Senator, we're when we post up, our methodology is to look out, look at things that can see in on our protectees so that they can provide that coverage.
But why is there not a Secret Service counter sniper there with clear line of sight? That roof has a clear line of sight to the former president. Why didn't you put a Secret Service counter sniper there?
The Secret Service's counter sniper role is to neutralize those threats that are looking in on us from where the protectee is, not necessarily.
You might want to revise that protocol in light of what happened here.
They were protecting the principal, and I think in
the principal got shot.
I understand that, sir.
So do you think you might want to revise the protocol? Let me ask you this: who is the lead site agent?
Yes.
Who made the decision to leave the AGR building completely outside of the security perimeter? Who was that?
Senator, I cannot give you that name. This person is operational. They're still doing investigations. They're still doing protective visits.
Have they been relieved of duty?
Senator, they have not been relieved
name,
of duty.
I know their name, by the way. Why have they not?
I have more, but it looks like you're trying to say something here.
Go ahead. Well, play more, Dan.
Been relieved of duty.
They are still cooperating, not only being interviewed by the FBI, but also by our Office of Professional Responsibility. And we will let the facts of the mission assurance and any further investigations play out.
Isn't the fact that a former president was shot, that a good American is dead, that other Americans were critically wounded, isn't that enough mission failure for you to say that the person who decided that that building should not be in the security perimeter probably ought to be stepped down?
Senator, I think you're using the word decided, and I think we need to allow the investigation play out to include.
So who did make the decision then? If it wasn't the lead site agent, who made the decision not to put that in the security perimeter?
Senator, you're zeroing in on one particular agent. I want to find out exactly what was the entire decision process. So I think I want to be neutral and make sure that we get to the bottom of it and interview everybody in order to determine if there was more than one person who perhaps exercised bad judgment.
Okay, well, sure. Okay, so let's stop it here. Okay, buddy. Here's the bottom line, Dan, what they have to reform. Is it a union thing or something inside there with the Secret Service? That's a question I wish Hawley had gone in. In other words, if these people are lawyered up, they can't do that. Trump was shot. You can't lawyer up so that we'll forget about it. You're out then. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you're the site commander there, protecting the life of a former president, maybe future president, hopefully, you can't lawyer up so that this will all go away. That's why I guess they can't testify. They'll refuse to testify. Well, if you do, then you're out. What about his rights? What rights here? You're in charge. Tell Congress, which has oversight here, why you made the decisions that you made. Well, that's a matter of national security. No, it's not. It's a matter of a cover-up. All right, we have more coming up where it got more heated, maybe even more than me. Thank you, Josh Hawley, on this. They finally got to this, Dan, why they don't have these people are all unionized or some federal civil service or something. just like those agents in Richmond. I don't want to talk to Christopher Wray. I want to talk to the clowns who said that traditional God-fearing Catholics, we have to go and put surveillance on them, take down their license numbers and investigate them because they're a domestic terrorist threat. I want to talk to those clowns, not Christopher Wray. That's where the reform is. I wish Hawley would say, this is what we have to reform. We're going to play you a little bit more of the back and forth. That's coming up.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.